You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This month, I don't know if Don and Peter agree with me, my favorite stretch of shows in a while.
I agree.
It's been fun.
I'm having a good time putting on my glasses.
Your pivens, we call them.
You know what? I don't think my agent likes the glasses.
I don't love them either.
You know what?
Doogie Howser?
Dipperson, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he loves them. And Natalie loves them, so.
That's all that matters.
No. The agent's way more important than your wife.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's
that? He's worried about your career. Your wife is just trying to be turned on. Find another way.
Well, turning on your wife should be a priority.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
No. His career will turn her on even more. So if your agent doesn't like it, get rid of it.
Well, no, it's not that he said he wants to see them in person. I said, but yeah, but you saw them on TV. What'd you think? Well, here's the fact of the matter, though. I'm going to have multiple glasses. I'm not going to wear the same pair every day. So if he doesn't love these ones.
So you got a lot of money because progressives are not cheap. You're going to have multiple progressive lenses.
If I believe I'm going to need these, okay. Like you're a fraud. You don't wear your glasses. You say you need them, but you don't wear them.
I need them to read. I put them on to read.
But why do you have progressives if you just need them to read? That's the part I don't get, I guess.
If sometimes if you're tired, your eyesight gets a little tired, and it's hard to see long fly balls. So I'll wear them at the ballpark, and I've been wearing the progressives when I drive.
So I feel like I need them most times.
Call me a fraud about my eyesight.
I heard it. I think I need them almost all the time. Right? Like I can't.
What happened to your eyes all of a sudden?
It's not all of a sudden. It's just what it's been like now for a while. But then, so do you think is it a matter of being I'm rich that I'm going to have a couple of pairs of glasses?
Yeah, because you'll see they're very expensive.
A few hundred bucks.
Let me ask you, why did you choose the Dahmer line? I don't understand.
I just saw them.
Serial killer line.
I put them on and Natalie went, ooh, I like how those look. And I went,
all
right.
Well, that's all done.
And listen, I could see myself liking another kind more, but I do like how these look.
Why don't you get like a dark Brandon sort of frame?
A dark Brandon?
Like, what do you mean? Like, let's go?
No, like the sunglasses.
I'm not a Brandon kind of guy, Mike.
The sunglasses that the President of the United States wears, like the aviators.
Oh,
Joe Biden?
I know who he is.
Yeah, Robinette Biden?
I know Robinette.
Okay.
But I'll probably get a pair in the summer, closer to the summertime. The ones that tint as you go outside
those are hideous.
Why?
Because they just are.
What do you mean? What's bad about them?
I don't like them.
Have you had them?
No. It's just everything about them offends me.
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, really, you can't just put sunglasses on?
Well, but isn't it nice, Don? Isn't it nice then you don't have to bring two pairs of glasses? If you have to wear glasses all the time.
When we're doing a remote, right?
Yeah,
and you're wearing these like magic glasses that turn dark when and they have all the studio lights on you. It's going to get dark.
At a remote, I'll bring these.
Yeah, do what you want.
You
don't want to be juggling glasses.
At the same time, no. Right. You want to decide on each day what you're going to do.
It breaks if you juggle.
And why do you buzz? See, why?
Why what?
Why do you feel the need to say that?
I just thought it'd be funny.
That you really can't. At what age do you have to throw those jokes out?
I think I started at 30.
No.
Yeah.
You've been doing dad jokes for that long?
It's worked.
No, I think I need to have Don a couple of glasses in the arsenal because you want different looks / you can't find a pair one day, which I know is going to happen. It's going to be annoying.
So when you take them off, those are fake right now. I'm blurry to you from this distance?
Well, no, these are fakes. So
I know.
They're nothing. You're actually clear without them.
And the TV you can't see.
What do you... Okay, here's what I can't see. How well can you read the writing on there?
Bears prefer to trade Justin Fields before free agency.
Yes. What's the last word? I can't read if drafting QB. You can read it, Don?
Yes.
Wow. See, that's what I mean.
And I need glasses for distance. So you might be in trouble.
No, I already got that. No, I'm in trouble.
Well, I'm just saying that you're officially in
I've
trouble.
I've heard it from three different people went, you're walking around this way right now? And I was like, yeah.
You know, I've heard this too, and it doesn't apply to you. Long-term drug use sometimes costs you some ice.
That is not
There's never
true.
Been any evidence.
You never heard that?
No, but that he's taking drugs.
Well, I didn't say that. I said this doesn't apply to you.
I've never had long-term drug use.
Short-term.
Short-term weed smoking era, sure.
It's not a little toke of the old bubonic.
There's other things that cause blindness that I'd be concerned about with him.
Now, yeah, certainly. That's a much more sustained situation.
I think it'd be three blind mice in the studio, let me tell you.
And lots of hairy knuckles.
We'd be doing our reads in Braille.
All right, so, you know, it's all happened in Indianapolis. I mean, that's the place to be in sports.
It's the combine. It's where everybody's moving.
Just had the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, that's right.
And now the NBA combine, the NFL combine, the NBA combine.
When does Eisen do his run? Does he still do that?
I think he does. He raises a lot of money for St. Jude's Hospital.
By the way, that bit is really going to end in horrible fashion.
Like massive heart attack?
No, I didn't mean that. Just like an ACL, MCL, LCL, UCL, BCL, all what the L's. Yeah. LL Cool J. It's all happening. But I wish that I was there to go to St. Elmo's, get some delicious steak, shrimps.
But you ordered already the...
I did. I got the sauce at the house. It came. Tremendous. Tremendous. But yeah, so you know I hate the combine. I have no interest in it, no use for it whatsoever. I'm offended by it.
You don't like the size of people's hands?
I don't have any interest in it. The whole thing feels barbaric and weird. I hate it. Ugh.
But they volunteer for it because there's a lot of movement there.
Excuse me?
No, because there'll be a change after the combine of they'll do another mock draft and there'll be a quarterback that'll move up, a quarterback that'll move down. By the way, Justin Hall tweets that the transition lens is only from UV, so the TV lights would not make his...
How's Justin though?
I don't know. Let me see. Maybe he says he's an eye doctor.
And by the way, Anthony Pusick,
no,
the owner of the Pusick, just told me that Eisen has the Rose Bowl to himself on April 21st to make the run.
The Rose Bowl to himself.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
Is it a 100-yard dash?
Yeah.
Or does he do a 50?
No, it's a 40.
Okay.
Current Raven. So in other words, he'll just go into an empty Rose Bowl. And his team will shoot him in an empty Rose Bowl.
Maybe people will pay to go, and that'll go toward the charity.
How many people are you putting in the Rose Bowl, with all due respect to Rich Eisen?
100,000? Yeah, it holds 100,000.
But you realize if you put 20,000 people in the Rose Bowl, it might as well be no one.
Right. Well, I think they could get 100,000.
I don't think get 100,000.
What would Rich Eisen have to do in the Rose Bowl to get 100,000 people?
Well, maybe...
A football game with USC.
His radio show... gets a lot of big stars, so maybe he gets all of them to show up.
All of them show up and then do what? They'd have to shoot each other at the same time.
Like Larry David always shows up on his radio show.
I love Larry David. He's not getting 100,000 people at the Rose Bowl.
I'm not sure.
I don't think LD's selling out the Garden. Maybe the Garden. If he announced a one-time show, he would, for sure. But that's
18,000 people. We're talking about 100,000 people.
God, could LD want to do anything less than a show at the Rose Bowl?
We have to send out birthday wishes.
Wait a minute.
Okay. To our good buddy, colleague, future of the station, I call him.
Really?
Ty Butler.
Oh, really?
Tyreek Butler.
Now, what would you guess? I would say 31.
He's 49.
I think he's 28.
No, I think he's, honestly, I think it's...
I'm going with 31.
I think 31.
Do we know, Anthony, how old Ty is?
I know Ty's older than me, so he's at least 30.
Well, I'll text him. I'll ask him.
Well, now
my friend Tom Barone's birthday is today as well.
Who's Tom Barone?
He's one of the. I always bring up Tom and the Stark brothers. I bring up Tom all the time. He read at my wedding.
I missed that. I got there late.
He read what?
He just said he had a book.
You always go Corinthians.
Looking at each other.
Whatever the Corinthians is, you know, that's the standard. I'm not an overly religious person. I don't know. We're lucky we got a read at the wedding.
Is there no wedding that you or no event that you and Nancy dance at?
We danced to yours.
You did?
Yeah.
Mine they didn't.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you danced at mine.
I had people that were wheelchair bound that got out of the wheelchair. Right, the band was so good.
Do a better job.
That's not true.
She was, again, I told the reason he doesn't want to listen because he wants this stupid, you know, decades old narrative. Nancy's shoes were bothering her. She didn't want to dance.
But you could take shoes off. All women dance without their shoes.
Well, not Nancy.
Wait, so she has to be wearing shoes?
Well, she didn't feel comfortable dancing. We didn't dance, Peter. I did the right thing.
Is this the greatest moment in the history of the show? I'll ask you.
Non and dancy. Non dancy.
Just look, as you can see, you're working through it.
Great. So you reverse your names and they become non dancy. And that's who they are.
Greek, our producer on Yes, he actually has an eye chart if you want to try it. He said he would put it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, how long would it take? Because we have a. There it is. What do you got? Top line?
E.
On the second line?
FP.
Third?
T-O-Z.
Fourth?
Oh, this starts to get hard here.
Really?
Oh, wow, Peter.
L-L-P-E-N?
Oh, my God.
L-P-E-D.
All right, next line.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. F.
Moron.
Seriously?
Yeah. Wow. Peter.
No, is that a D?
No. Wrong again.
You're blind, brother.
P.
P.
Are you legally blind walking the streets of New York?
P. S.
No.
C.
No.
Michael.
You really don't go out. Don't drive.
No, Michael, I see C. I see T. U.
It's P. E. C. F. D.
Now, Michael, I can do six, which is E. D. F. C. Z. P.
Right.
And then the last one, I think, is F-E-L-O-P-Z-D.
Which one?
Yeah, nailed it.
I didn't see them all.
Which one are you looking at?
The seventh.
Seven. No, which monitor?
The one on the left.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, and you were still able
to... Well,
give me one
right.
Letter in seven. You didn't remember what Don just said. Line seven. One letter.
They're all very similar. I see it. T.
There's no T.
Yeah,
they're all white.
They're
no
all very similar.
Hold
they're all black
or spots. Pat's
hold on. Give me T. E.
There is an E.
Wow.
L.
Put it up there, Vanna.
Yeah, have it an E. I see an E.
There is an E.
A Z.
There's no Z.
A D.
There is a Z.
No, there's a Z.
The
I'm sorry.
One.
There's a
no,
Z.
But he's throwing out the...
You're just throwing out one of the...
No, letters. That's what I'm seeing.
You're
but
seeing...
But we're not in the order. What's the first letter?
Give us the order.
T.
No.
No.
F.
No.
F. Well,
now we got F. All right.
S.
No.
No.
E.
That's the second letter.
Z.
No. No.
The Hebrew letter Gimel.
You know what? Stop. Right, First of all, you're embarrassing yourself and your family, and you should not be driving until you get glasses.
Really. Well, hold on, real quick. When driving, I don't have to read letters.
We have to see signs.
I can see a red octagon. I mean, what kind of signs?
Don, I don't like this.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I know it's gotten.
That's ripped me because I'm 20. 50.
Yeah, yes, fix it for you, Peter.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, blew up the seventh line.
All right, F E L O P Z D. Boom.
Good job.
What do you mean, boom? They blew it up to the second row size.
And but Don read it 5 seconds before.
I needed glasses, and I could see it.
So can I?
Well, what did you? You could see that without glasses.
Would you say that's distance, Michael?
Yeah, that's distance.
I was 20, 50.
Well, you imagine what Peter is.
Hold on, what are you? Blind.
In the words of Flavor Flav, I'm blind, baby. I'm blind to the fact.
This is sad. It's not even comedy.
No, I don't even want to joke about
this.
Yeah,
you don't mind comedy out of drama.
They sent me, they actually just reached out to me, my glasses place. All right, here we go. I don't know if I know how to read my prescription. It says I am. I just heard that. Did you say they should expedite it?
Yes, they
my
should.
My hearing works. So I don't know what these
means. Someone's doesn't because it was in somebody's ear.
Yeah, exactly. So
I heard it.
I just don't know what this means. It says minus two, minus 2.25.
Minus two. That's not good.
Plus 150.
Oh no. Wow. These are awful things.
And then I have a stigma too. I have a stigma, stigmatism, and I'm near and far. I wonder what my dad's vision is. Because my dad's had glasses forever. But by the way, I just want you to know, I saw my eyeballs, and they told me, and I couldn't see them very well, but I saw my eyeballs, I talked to the doctor, she said they're beautiful, she said they're some of the most beautiful eyes she's seen, she said you have beautiful eyes, never seen eyes like
that. They don't work, but...
But they're beautiful, no, she did, she said they're beautifully healthy.
Why are they beautiful?
She just said that she loved the shape of everything going on, no sort of anything bad, no disease, no nothing, it's just, this is where I'm at. Huh. You guys are making me feel bad.
Well, you should.
Why are you shaming
me?
You're sight shaming. But why concern? I told you I went to the eye doctor.
Well, if you walk home tonight, you don't know what you're going to... You don't even know where you're walking.
When are these lenses coming in?
Can they expedite it?
They should be in sometime this week. Though they just text, they just emailed
me. What are they
doing? What's going on between now?
They hand carving them or what?
Wait, they kind of. I mean, they have to make your lenses. Well,
but you know, you're an important person. You made a phone call. I heard it the other day. Just get them to do it today.
Are they going to a glass maker or something? Well, like, I don't understand what they're doing.
Well, hold on.
I know, it does. Listen, it took me 3 weeks. It does take time.
So what are you saying? You
don't. But I'm just saying.
But you don't even wear these glasses.
Because I don't need them for, I only need them for distance. I really didn't think on the show I'd have to do an eye test.
It says,
but
it says get ticks now. It says soccer underneath. I see soccer.
Where is this?
Where's this soccer?
Next to ESPN2 on the bottom. That doesn't say soccer?
Yes.
There you go. How you like that? What do you think of that? Who can't see now?
You. All right. So I don't know if you realize this. Brian Daboll, 2 years in a row now, will not speak at the combine because that's when the GM should speak.
Okay.
So Joe Shane said, okay, I'll speak.
Just out of curiosity, did Joe Douglas speak?
How about Joe Douglas releasing Lakin Thomas?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, he's been terrible building an offensive line. That's his area of expertise. They only have two offensive linemen on the roster because they're not re-signing Becton. Tomlinson was released. There was one other person released. And Vera Tucker said he's not going to be ready for the beginning of the season.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's not bad. Now, they freed up one of the reasons they did this, because he played every game.
Right.
But not well.
For 2 years, right.
And they saved themselves a ton of money on the cap. It's $10 million dead money.
Who's going to block for Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. Well, that's what the hope is they can use this money to get it done. But they've also, this was supposed to be his ballywick, and he has not really done a great job of drafting or getting free agents.
When you have failed miserably at your area of expertise, it's a bad look.
Not good. Not good.
Anyway, Joe Shane spoke today, and he cleared some things up about Saquon Barkley. Joe said, hey, I want Saquon back.
We have, you know, Saquon Barkley, which we're going to talk to his representatives this week. There's nothing new on that front. You know, the conversation, the plan all along was to meet here in Indy and have those discussions about, you know, how we're going to move forward with him. He's a guy we'd like to have back. So those conversations will take this week and will take place this week, and we'll see if we can get something done.
Now, with the larger salary cap now, higher salary cap, does that change Saquon's value? And here's what Shane said.
I wouldn't say his value has changed, especially the organization. Like, he's a captain, he's a leader, he's a hard worker. I think the world of Saquon, and I still think he can play. So my value for Saquon really hasn't changed. Unfortunately, throughout the process, starting back in November of 2022, we weren't able to come to an agreement in terms of where we both thought a deal made sense. So we'll circle back again. He has a new agent, Ed Berry, who we have a really good relationship with CAA. Really good guy and does a great job. So look forward to sitting down and having conversations with him. I think we've all grown, Saquon, myself, the organization, through the last 12, 13, 14 months. And Saquon may be in a different place now than he was then in terms of understanding the market and the business side of it. And I'm looking forward to having those conversations with him.
And then he was asked, because I think this is still the best way to go about it, is tagging him again. But he was asked, and everybody has reported there's no way they tag him again. And Shane was asked, would you consider tagging Saquon?
I think the new number, if we're going to franchise somebody for the first time at that position, is like 11.9, and his number's not much more than that. So the salary cap changes your philosophy and how you're going to attack things. So that's not off the table. And again, like, we don't want to do that. Like, in a perfect world, we don't want to do that again. But again, yeah, we're going to have conversations. We're going to talk through it and see what his, you know, I know he says he wants a fair deal, and I appreciate that. And, you know, ultimately, we got to do what's best for the franchise, you know, short term and long term, and we'll take all those things into account. But look forward to meeting with his representatives.
I think if they get McKinney in a long-term deal, they will franchise him again. Makes the most sense.
Well, because what else are you going to use it on, I guess? But also, the franchise tag, is it what the number he said?
The first-year franchise tag is now almost 12.
Right.
And it's not that much more for the second year.
But the question is, can I get it lower than that? And plus, Adam Schefter had reported yesterday that all the running backs that were given the franchise tag last year are not going to be given the franchise tag. So all those, Jacobs, Eckler, Pollard, Henry, could all be available in free agency. So isn't it possible, Michael, they can look at it and go, I might be able to get a running back comparable at cheaper? So I think they want to bring him back, but it'll just come down to the numbers and how much he's going to demand. I don't think they're going to franchise him because there probably isn't going to be the need to. If none of these other running backs are being franchised, well, maybe you can negotiate with them. Maybe you can get a better deal. I mean, now, Henry's going to be 31 years old in January, so he's 30 right now. Would you Would you want Derrick Henry, let's say, if you were able to get him for, I don't know, $8, $9 million?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you could. Now, but the thing that's working at Henry's disadvantage is he's going to be 31 years old.
I know, but
he's still playing at a high level.
Michael loves Derrick Henry.
Eckler's also over 30, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, Pollard, Jacobs, there's a lot of other running backs that I think you could...
The only one that jumps out to me that I go, ooh, that's appealing to me is Henry. Because Henry can reshape the way... Assuming he doesn't fall off a cliff this year, he can allow you to run a different kind of offense. And, Michael, he's exactly the opposite of what drives you crazy about Saquon.
Yeah. Into the line and down.
He picks up, he moves the ball forward, it seems like.
So then the other question becomes, if you're Joe Shane, all these running backs are available. How much would Barkley get from somebody else?
And that's what they might do. Go out and see what you can get and then come back to us. And there's some rumors out there that the Texans really want him. So we'll see. Now, he did have some, I would say, positive news on Daniel Jones. Here's the Giant GM.
He actually started throwing. He's been throwing for about 2 weeks stationary now. He's not dropping back or doing any of that stuff. So he is on track. He's doing everything he can to get back. We're optimistic about where he is. And there's some talk in the spring that he may be able to go through, whether it's 7-on-7 or individual throwing routes on air, that he'll be able to do some of that stuff. We probably won't expose him to team activities, but every patient responds differently to surgery. So, you know, knock on wood, we haven't had any setbacks. He hasn't had any setbacks. And if he continues on that pace, he should be ready for the start of training camp. I have faith in Daniels, our starting quarterback.
Now, there was some doubt whether he'd be able to start the season. Now it looks like he's going to be ready for the start of training camp.
Only, when was the last time Shane spoke? I guess it was during the bye, I guess.
Yeah, that's
because the Giants had a bye later in the season where he said it's sometimes players don't come back for a year after this. So that kind of raised the radar of, is this guy to be ready for training camp? Is he going to be ready for the start of the season? But now an update here late February that he's throwing.
Spoke at the end of the year, Anthony said.
Right, so end of the year. So that's still at the end of their year. So we're still talking like, 5-6 weeks ago. So looks like him not being ready for camp might not be an issue.
And finally, Joe Shane was asked about the quarterbacks in the draft. Here's Joe.
Yeah, it's a good quarterback draft. Yeah, it's not just at the top. There's some guys that are mid-levels that I think will be good number twos. There's some guys that, you know, can be number threes in the draft. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a solid draft all over.
All right, we're going to pick apart, like, what the Giants should do with the sixth pick. Should they go for quarterback? Should they go for one of the wide receivers? Should they trade up? Should they trade down? We'll break it down for the people because that's what we do. And Peter's going to break down mental health.
Let me just read this real quick. This massage is brought to you by Butter Hope. Oh, no, sorry. This message is brought to you by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe it would be exercise. Maybe,
sleep.
Oh, that's on my list, too. Maybe it would be to take a nap, spend time with friends or family. A lot of us spend so much time wishing we had more time. But the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? All right? What would you prioritize? Therapy can help you figure out what matters most. So you can do more of it. So you can prioritize things the right way. Plus, helps you with coping skills, helps you with relationships, just balance in general. I know it's been helpful to me throughout many times in my life, including right now. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking
big splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the Giants have the sixth pick in the upcoming NFL draft. In all likelihood, the three top quarterbacks are going to go with the first three picks. Now, there are three great running backs, too. Or great wide receivers.
Wide receivers, right. Sure.
I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr., is going to fall to six, but one of the other two is definitely going to fall to six. They're not going to be three quarterbacks, three
wide receivers.
It'll be three quarterbacks, a wide receiver, maybe an offensive lineman, and then you'll have your choice of two. Do you do that, or do you take your two second-round picks and next year's first round and move up? Now, I believe that you have to move up to one to get the quarterback you want. If you want, even if you want Drake May, because I think the Commanders are taking Drake May.
Is that where you're feeling?
And then Caleb Williams will be number one.
Right.
If the Bears keep it. But I think anybody who trades up to number one is trading up to get Caleb Williams.
Probably.
So I don't think you can move up to three and do any damage. You're going to get, you're probably going to get the Heisman Trophy winner, Daniels.
I mean, you could do worse.
Or you could sit at six and
see
take
what you get.
A chance, yeah.
Now, the thing to do would be to take the wide receiver at six and then try to trade back into the first round to take, you know,
Penix
or Nix, one of the other kind of second-tier quarterbacks that you wouldn't take at six, but if you get him at 25, then it's fine. That's what they should have done with Daniel Jones. That was the problem with Gettleman. He took Jones at six. He should have traded down, took Jones at like 25, and then nobody would have batted an eye. But taking him at six, really? But he was in full bloom love and didn't want to mess around. But Penix at six doesn't look great. Penix at 25 looks very good. Now, the Packers have the 25th pick. They don't need a quarterback love. They have. We did the math. When you go by the number value of picks, the Giants trading their 2 second-round picks to Green Bay for the 25th overall pick would actually be an overpay. So can you send a second and a third to Green Bay, plus your six, a second and a third to get the 25th overall pick?
But
what
do you think you're getting at 25? Penix?
Yeah, you can get Penix. You can get Nix. You can get the kid out of Michigan. Why is his name?
That's one I want to talk about. I watched the two playoff games, and I just don't see it.
Well, Gary Myers thinks he's going to be the best quarterback in the draft.
Well, because he's a Michigan sycophant.
Right,
I love Gary.
But I'm just saying, he's Gary Myers. He put his name on it. So if he ends up being wrong, he'll look wrong.
Well, here's Mel Kiper. He was on about the draft, and he was asked, would you take J.J. McCarthy at six?
Preposterous is the word I think you said. I can't go there. And I'll give you a couple reasons. First of all, I think it's way too rich for me for J.J. McCarthy in the top six, okay? If you're picking six, you got to get a quarterback you believe is right there with Drake May.
Yeah.
If you're picking this high, and J.J. has a chance, and we'll get to J.J. down the line a little bit here. He's a tough one for me. I'm at 23 on my big board. But I think when you look at mock drafts and projecting where he'll go, I do think he's definitely going to be QB4. I will say this, Daniel Jones to me is and will be, when we look back to the careers of Daniel Jones and J.J. McCarthy, Daniel Jones is going to be a better quarterback. Daniel Jones has already shown he can be a winning NFL quarterback, a really good quarterback. He needs help. We talked about what New England didn't do with their guy. The Giants, get more help. Stay healthier, okay? Get guys healthy. Get it together. Maintain some consistency. And Daniel Jones is the right man for the job.
Now, you know I love Mel Kiper. We have the same hairline. But he is in full bloom love with Daniel Jones, always has been.
And I could see that. I mean, I've always been a Daniel Jones defender. I think with the right offensive line and the right weapons, he can be a really good quarterback. And to say he'd be better than McCarthy, Michael, I don't think is that big of a stretch. I don't know what kind of player McCarthy could turn out to be.
And you know, I do love Gary Meyer. I just don't see it with J.J. McCarthy.
But you just heard Mel say he would take him at 23. So if the Giants were to take him at 25, I don't think it would be that big of a deal, because here's the deal. If you believe in Jones, you still, I think, need to draft a quarterback, because he's another neck injury or another knee injury away from maybe never playing again. So even if you believe in Jones, are you scared by the injuries to say, I've got the draft capital to draft back late into the first round, McCarthy, Nix, Penix? Is it worth it, especially if I draft the weapon at wide receiver at 6, that could work for Daniel Jones, that could work for the quarterback that I draft later in the future? That makes sense to me.
You can't draft Penix. If you're concerned about Daniel Jones' health, Penix has had 4 of his 6 college seasons end with injuries. And with surgery. So he's just as injury prone as Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones has the neck stuff, which...
Penix has knee stuff.
I know. That's why taking him at 25 is less of a risk. But forget about Penix. All right, McCarthy, Nix, they may be there at 25. Wouldn't take him at 6, Peter, but at 25?
No, your Don's point is impressive, because this injury thing for Jones is such that if it were to happen again, God forbid, next year, even if it's not like a forever injury and he is going to play again, but let's say it, again, God forbid, it happens week 6. They go, that's it. He's out for another year. You just have to move on from the experiment. Regardless of whether he can play again or not, you're moving on. This isn't working. You can't have 4 straight years or 5 straight years where you have no answer at quarterback. So to Don's point, do you then want your only answer to be Tommy DeVito? They have to be building something else.
You would think so, and I think that the reason you just try to be rational why they will take a quarterback. If you're Shane and Dable, you can't bet your future on a guy who's injury prone. And I believe that they like Daniel Jones. I think they think he could play quarterback, but he's one hit away from another neck injury, and then they're going to lose their job. I mean, if Daniel Jones gets hurt in the 3rd or 4th game this year, and then they end up going 3-14, Dable's gone. He's gone. Do you want to put your whole career in the hands of Daniel Jones? So if you draft a quarterback, it could be the modern-day Warner and Eli. You just have Daniel Jones start the first 8 games and then turn it over to the other quarterback that you drafted.
Now, listen, the best-case scenario, I guess, is that Jones balls out, and then you decide to keep him for the final 2 years of his contract, and then you have that quarterback in Nix, Penix, or McCarthy to kind of wait in the wings when those 2 years are up, or you trade him and get something else. I mean, you give yourself options, guys, if you have another quarterback. No offense to Tommy DeVito. No offense if they were to re-sign, say, Tyrod Taylor at $6, $7 million a year.
No, neither is the guy.
Neither is the real long-term future. You got to have some insurance in case Daniel Jones goes down.
Now you
and
could,
it's not that crazy a thought that he would.
Now, you could, as you know, people sort of speculated on, if the Commanders go out and try to get a big new quarterback, you grab someone like Sam Howell, someone who played a year somewhere else, and think, we could try with that. But you got to try with something. I just don't think they can go back out with either just Tommy DeVito or Tommy DeVito and some journey. They're not the Jets. The Jets need a journeyman who's there to maybe keep a playoff season alive. The Giants aren't in that situation. They need to truly be developing a quarterback if it's not going to be Jones. And the Jones thing, guys, it's no longer 50-50. The Jones thing is now less than 50-50. Can we just all be honest?
What do you mean?
The Jones thing. Last year we went into the season, I think, feeling it was 50-50, 60-40 that Jones is the guy. The way last year went and then ended, Don, wouldn't you say we're now looking at more like 40-60, 35-65, that Jones turns out to be the guy?
Especially since you have the out at the end of the season. So even if Jones were to give you something, you still may be tempted to let him go, because you've got another 2 years at $80 million and say, I like him, but I just don't know if I like him at that money. So the hope was when they signed him to the 4-year contract that he would ball out, and that $40 million would look like a discount compared to what some of these guys are going to pay. But, you know, the first year they end up having to take a knee because of the ineffectiveness of the offense and the fact he got hurt again.
Let's go to the phones, Anthony in the car. Anthony.
Hey, fellas. How are we doing?
Good. You?
Great. I was just curious, is Rocky doubling as a seeing eye dog?
Oh, strong. You know,
so we go from support dog to seeing eye dog. A lot of function.
Then that would be a legitimate reason to drag him to the Barclays Center.
You know what? he is very capable of that himself. Mm-hmm. Bear, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a great call.
I have a suggestion. Yep. I have a suggestion for point guard.
Okay.
If you'll let me. I'm a hack, but, you know, I'll give it a shot.
Understood.
So often in ENN, I hear Peter saying, point guard, can we repeat point guard? Why not make it an ENN vehicle where Michael and Don try and get as many point guards as possible on each topic in ENN?
It's almost like whatchamacallit then. We're playing the ESPN show at that point.
What's that?
Around the Horn. We're kind of
yeah,
doing
what is that?
We're doing Around the Horn of Jays with the short, fat Tony Reale.
That's you.
But with
that's
not right. Hacks, but with hackless people.
Oh, wow!
Excuse me. Woody Page would like a word, sir.
And so would Frank Isola.
And so would Frank Isola.
Wow, yeah. Anthony.
You mean the Kimes is on there sometimes.
Yeah. She's not. Let's be honest.
But the legendary Bob Ryan.
Well, can we just be honest though? Mina's gone beyond arrest. She's a rare Around the Horn vehicle now. She's beyond Around the Horn.
Jack McMullen is
Jackie, by the way, she's rarely a picking up for Around the Horn anymore either. But she's fantastic in the documentary.
She's great.
She's such a legend.
She is a legend.
And yet, it makes me realize I kind of always thought of her as a legend. And now I realize when I was like reading stuff about, you know, with the Celtics when I was a kid from her, she was so young then.
Oh, she was very young.
So she was
my age.
Gosh, she looks much better than you.
Well, I look like a hobo with this beard.
She does not.
She does not look
She looks
like
terrific.
A hobo.
And in the doc, they gave her the standing interview.
I didn't notice.
I think Jackie's standing every time they
Michael Holly's in it a lot, too.
By the way, speaking of looking great, how old is Michael Holly?
He's 78.
He looks 30.
No, I don't think he's that old.
He's not, but when he's talking about interviewing Belichick 20-some years ago, I'm just like, wow, this guy looks very young. Or, yeah, 20 years ago. He was there at the very beginning.
You know what's great, though, when we talk about this stuff? Don's sitting
he's
there
out.
With a blank slate.
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
I'm good. Not only out, good.
Out and good.
Out and good.
But you got to see, at the very least, I just want you to give it 5 minutes so you can see when they show how old and bad Brady looked 20 years ago versus now. It's unbelievable.
And me on Sports Reporters. They just pop up beautiful.
Yeah. It's unreal.
That show should still exist, by the way.
Yeah. R.I.P. Hell of a show.
Let's go to Francesca in Freeport. Francesca.
Hi, Michael. I haven't called in a long time. The last time I got through, I was speaking about how wonderful and how great you are, the greatest broadcaster.
Oh, thank you.
And I also was speaking about the fact that no one is better than you. I still feel that way. That has not changed.
Thank
I
you.
Love your book.
Jeez Louise.
Compliments also for Peter. Huh? Peter has evolved into such a great entertainer.
Oh, now you like what Francesca
wow.
said.
Francesca,
right?
Keep going. I like what you're saying. You're putting together some salient points.
Peter's laugh is just infectious. When he laughs...
A lot of things about him are infectious.
I can laugh with the best of them, Francesca. Oh. Thank you.
And Don, you are the greatest play-by-play, okay?
God.
When Michael is not blowing smoke up your butt, because he's genuine and sincere, and as many callers has called in to tell you the same thing, okay, you are incredible. And whenever we get a playback, it's just like the highlight because you're so good at what you
so
do.
Good. Well, thank you. This is quite the call. I appreciate this.
And what I like about it is it's objective.
Yeah.
It's unbiased. Mm-hmm.
And it's really on point.
It's on point. And you can see in the criticism that she gave to each of us that each person has their own very different sort of critical lens they're being looked through. Speaking of lenses, I figured out what's going on with my eyes.
What's that?
Hear me out, Don. I'm aging, as we all are. You know, 40 is probably around the same time a lot of people need glasses. Right. Do you think it could be that as I was getting towards 40, the pandemic hit, and my eyesight may have been sped along, the problems, by then staring into a monitor 8 hours a day, maybe more, for like 4 years?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I stopped working in person and just staring at a computer
right,
all day.
So you're
day.
Giving us a reason, but you're not denying that you can't see.
Why would I'm not? I didn't do anything. You're acting like I'm not doing my eye push-ups. It's not my fault. I mean, they're
right.
I can't control the
eyes.
He's
got a bad eye diet.
Okay, tough guy. Tough talk. Well, you make fun of me because I can't hear. It's not like I'm not doing my ear push-ups.
I never make fun of you that you can't hear. I may point out, hey, can you turn your headphones down? It's bleeding through and ruining the show.
Yeah.
But I'm not
His eyesight doesn't ruin the show.
I'm not making fun of you.
No, you make fun of me a lot because, oh, I can't hear that, can you?
Do I do that?
I don't know. You know what? It might be Jody. It's game time.
That is Jody. You confused me with your
brought
wife.
Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Knicks are back in action tonight in MSG against the Pelicans with coverage starting at 7 right here on 98.7. And the Nets visit the Magic in Orlando at 7. And out west, the Devils face the Sharks at 10:30. That's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Don, tell us about a car.
In 2024, you get more at Ramsey Mazda. More selection and more savings. For a limited time, they'll waive the first lease payment. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-90, just $399 a month. And now, get your first lease payment on them at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero secure deposit. VIN R11454418. MSRP 41565 ends 229-24.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
1-800-919-3776. Talking Giants.
Down now.
Joe Shane, or some people go call him Shoane.
Or Skiohane.
Skiohane, yeah. But his name is Joe Shane. He talked today at the Combine.
Yeah, sure.
And now let's talk to Dari in Ewing. Dari.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Michael?
How you doing?
You're good. Just by the way, I want to tell you, you are the voice of reason, sir, for the New York Yankees.
I've got to be reasonable with you, Dari. Are you on a speakerphone? Because we can hardly hear you.
Yeah, hold on a minute. So, okay, come on out here.
Perfect.
Now. There you go. Good work.
Good.
All right. Yeah, so you're the voice of reason. That didn't go right. So my opinion about the Daniel Jones contract real quick is, like, I think the contract that he got was ridiculous, right? What was it, like $160 million and whatever it was, $40 million a year?
Yep.
Here's what my philosophy would have been if this was 2019. And I was a sophomore at the time, but here's what I think. It would be Skip Jones. Let Eli play another year, even though his career was 500. But let's just, you know, let him play another year. And then I would have drafted Justin Herbert. That would have been my philosophy, and whatever risk came with it. But that's what.
It's really hard to do that. I mean, you don't know where you're going to finish if you have Eli go another year, and then you don't know where you're going to finish. You don't know if you're going to get Justin Herbert at the time. They love Daniel Jones. They didn't think they were settling.
No, the mistake I think Gettleman made was, why take Jones at 6 if it seemed like nobody else was interested in him? Now, if it turned out somebody did grab him and he turned out to be a superstar, he'd get killed. But he got it wrong on the quarterback. Clearly, Daniel Jones was not worth the 6th overall pick. Can he still be a good quarterback? But for the caller to have the revisionist history, oh, let's keep Eli another year and then we'll draft Justin Herbert. Well, where are you finishing next year? Who's going to be ahead of you that could possibly draft Justin Herbert? It's easy to say that now. Sure, they'd be much better off. Heck, the Giants should have drafted Josh Allen when he was available. But, you know, they didn't.
And as much as I love Justin Herbert, what has he really done?
Nothing.
And then they
well, hasn't I will say, if you're going to sit there and tell me that Daniel Jones hasn't been given a fair shot, I mean, he's had zero coaching there in Los Angeles.
I agree.
Now, let's see. I will agree with you. If we're having this conversation next year and it's another 6-7 win season for the Chargers and you've got yourself a quality coach in Jim Harbaugh, that's a different situation. They've had, like, sub-zero coaching there in L.A. in the time that he's been there. He's still a heck of a quarterback, Michael. I think
well,
in the right
him.
Situation.
You know, I think he's great. But, I mean, is he a sure thing here with that on offensive line? I mean, all the coaching changes that the Giants have had?
Right.
Even Mara said, we've done everything to sabotage Daniel
right.
Jones.
Right, no, exactly. I mean, but what you know, Trevor Lawrence has won one playoff game. I mean, it really depends on where you are, who's coaching you, the talent around you. I don't think anybody's going to dispute the talent that Trevor Lawrence and Herbert have. Daniel Jones is not those quarterbacks, but can you honestly say he's been given a fair shake here?
No.
I mean, as bad as he was last year, he still was not the worst part of the offense. The line was god awful.
But
none of the weapons were any good.
Let me stop you 1 minute. When you say, I mean, the times he's had a fair shake, he had one decent year and he had 15 touchdowns. He's not. He has
right,
not
he ran
shown
for,
anything.
He ran for seven.
Okay,
also, a team that didn't have any weapons. I mean, so it was him and Saquon Barkley and the whole.
But isn't it unusual in 5 seasons we still don't know what we have? 5 years.
True, but a lot of it has to do with the fact you've had different coaches, you've had different general
but
managers.
But maybe you have these different coaches because he has not realized his potential.
Right. But we were talking about it yesterday when you were off the air, Michael. When you turned off the TV when they lost 40-0 to the Dallas Cowboys, did you say, boy, Daniel Jones stunk? Or did you go, my God, I feel bad for him? He was getting beat pillar to post. No offensive line. The only weapon they went out and got was Waller and hoping that Sterling Shepard was going to find it after missing the entire year before. Listen, I don't think he's ever going to be an elite quarterback. But could he make things work similar to the year before to where you look good? And then I think you're still going to need another quarterback in the wings because I don't know if you're going to even want him beyond this year. And then will you want him after the other 2 years are up on the contract?
Let's go to Dove in Passaic. Dove.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing great. First, I have a comment to Peter, and then
yeah, sure.
I have a comment to Michael, a question / comment to Michael. Peter, I have to tell you, I listened to your podcast. It was really, really good. I think that you and Michelle, that's the episode I saw.
No.
She has a great personality, and you have very good chemistry together. It was very entertaining and very enjoyable.
Well, thank you. She's on every episode, so you can feel free to enjoy her whenever you like, over the top.
All right.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm looking forward. And Michael, I have to tell you, I get emotional when it's the first game of the season.
Oh.
And I recorded the first Yankee game on Sunday. And it just was like the long winter is over. And now, as Vin Scully would say, and now it's time for baseball again.
Mm, yeah, February.
Yeah. And Michael, I have a question for you. Has it ever been discussed having Nestor Cortes pitch out of the bullpen? Because of his history with injuries, it might be the best thing for him. He has got nasty stuff. He's a lefty, and maybe he'd be a good combination with Holmes at the end of the Yankee bullpen. I want to know what you thought about that.
Well, I mean, he's first of all, they're probably a little short on starters. He's a guy who a couple of years ago was in the All-Star game. I don't think they're transitioning him to a reliever. Wouldn't make any sense. And he doesn't have a history of that many injuries. I mean, he had the shoulder last year. We'll see. If he has a shoulder problem, it's going to crop up even if he's a reliever. He's going to have to pitch more. Not as lengthy, but he's got the pitch more. So, you know who else make a great reliever, Dove? Gerrit Cole would be unbelievable, too. I mean, great pitchers would obviously be good relievers. I mean, you don't do that. When you have a starter, you keep them as a starter. Look, I got a bing for that. You see that?
Maybe even a point guard. You don't know.
I wasn't pleased with the compliment from Dove. I appreciated the effort.
Right.
But just did Don, it didn't feel whole.
Genuine?
Yeah, I mean, he said, I liked the one with Michelle Beadle. The whole show I do is with Beadle.
Well, but you've got such a plethora of podcasts, maybe he didn't know which one he was listening to. You have 8 or 9 podcasts.
See,
going.
See, maybe you misheard.
Hmm.
That he was saying he didn't listen to the one ep. He listened to the one with Michelle Beadle.
Oh, he meant the, I heard him say the one, not the one.
Right.
He said the one.
Yeah.
I thought he meant the episode. You're saying he meant the podcast.
I think he meant
Beadle.
You have several different podcasts. Right. He enjoys the one with Michelle
Beadle.
Now, I've been told by some sources that Michelle's actually in the greatest city in the world.
I believe she will be at some point this week.
Well, why doesn't that animal show up tomorrow in the studio and say hello to us?
Well, if when you just talk about her that way, I don't think she would.
This is Team Awesome. Tell her Don wants to see her.
We're very, very close. I can call her an animal if I want.
Well, then you should call and ask
you're her co-host with her. Just tell her to drop in tomorrow.
I'll gladly throw that by.
Why not?
See what she says.
She does love Don.
We're not in a convenient location, though. Where would she be staying in New York?
Well, wait a second. We're not exactly in Timbuktu. We're on Columbus Avenue.
Yeah, this is... Why not convenient? What would be convenient?
I don't know where she's staying. She's staying at the Garden. That's four subway stops.
Why would she be staying at the Garden? Who is she, Baker Mayfield?
No, not at the Garden, but she could be staying somewhere near the Garden. I don't know where she's staying.
Why would anybody stay near the Garden?
She's not a migrant. She's not staying at the Hotel Pennsylvania.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Is that true?
Down, yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's
an empty lot.
No, but isn't that the whole controversy? The migrants are staying literally...
Hotel Pennsylvania has been torn down.
What the hell hotel is it then that's in the news all the time?
I don't know, Peter, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying she's staying at the Garden. Maybe she's staying by downtown. She could be staying at Wall Street. I don't know.
You know, it's one quick cab or Uber drive away.
Although these days, I'll tell you what, Michael, that's an expensive cab or Uber drive.
She's got a lot of money. I don't want to get inside her
pockets,
wallet,
but
she's loaded.
Really?
In every which way. She doesn't have to work. She's working for kicks.
I know, and works a lot. She's
right.
Like
she
me.
She does not work.
Think about that.
Rent.
Well, think about the compliment you just paid Peter without even knowing it.
What? He's Kicks.
She works for He's Kicks.
Your Kicks.
She's working
she
for Kicks.
She wants to hang out with me.
Yeah. She doesn't have to.
You know, I'm going
to
tell you something about Beadle, though.
What's that?
She's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, and let me just say what I mean by that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. When I said yes to doing the podcast,
right?
It was A, because I love money.
Right.
And B, because I love Beadle.
Right.
Or reverse the order, some version of
money
it.
Money first.
I wasn't thinking about it beyond that at
right.
all.
Right.
And then I just realized how many people these days I talk to, particularly in the sports industry, who go, ooh, I see you have a show with Michelle Beadle. Now, that doesn't mean they actually listen to it. We know that. But what I'm saying is I can tell by the way they say it that they're impressed that I simply have a show with her.
You know, it's funny.
And it made me go, oh, people really think this Michelle Beadle is something. We're too close to it. She's Beadle.
I consider you a very close friend.
Thank you.
And I consider Michelle a close friend.
Sure.
I haven't listened to one second of it.
But you wouldn't listen to one thing that I do.
I've never, ever listened to a podcast in my life.
Well,
not
no,
one.
But you haven't. But the worst part is, Don, that's cute that he says the podcast thing. But then when you go, have you ever turned on Peter's morning show? And he goes, also no. That's when it goes to hurtful, right, Don?
Yeah, without
question. Because he's on the radio.
You know what the problem with me is? I go to hurtful a lot, and I shouldn't.
All you got to do when Rick and Dave go to commercial and you're out one day, is be like, let me just hear what they sound like for 5 minutes. Not even curious.
Not even curious, Michael?
Not even curious? You met Ebro. You were borderline attracted to the man.
Not borderline, over the board.
Full on attracted to the man. And yet, you're not even curious. And Laura Stiles. I mean, you love everyone on the show, yet not curious to hear us in the least bit?
Yeah, not a bit. Getting engaged will be one of the most exciting times of your life.
Guy.
And the winning team at London Jewelers is there to help you pop the question. The cutting-edge technology and trained professionals at London Jewelers can help you select a ring from their 2 by London collection or design the absolute perfect ring at any budget. So, whether you're starting out or starting over, let the engagement experts at London Jewelers help you. Visit London Jewelers at any of their 7 locations, including Americana Manhasset and the Mall at Short Hills.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.